Open your Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 11 for study number 100, please. This 15-minute audio Bible commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 100-Glorious-1. Our text verse is 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 11. And Paul says, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Let's pray. Father, give us divine wisdom today. Open our understanding, Lord, to comprehend the scriptures. And our tongue, Lord, may it be opened and loosed that we might speak as you'd have us to speak today, that you get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Touch the ones who listen and hear the message. And I pray, God, you drive it home to the heart and to the life and the soul, God, that needs it today. I pray, God, that the Word of God will be enlightened to them, and it'll be enjoyable. At the same time, Lord, it'll be desirable. And Father, may it develop an interest in the Word of God to help them to study and to learn more and more about your blessed book. Thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this will be study number 100 today, and it will be the second study on verse 11 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. This study will be on the word glorious found in this verse. This is also part of the first statement of the two statements found in this verse 11. Now, the word glorious is mentioned 44 times in the Bible. It's mentioned 32 times in the Old Testament and 12 times in the New Testament. The first time the word glorious is mentioned in the Bible is in Exodus chapter 15 in verse number 6. And the last time it's mentioned is in Titus chapter 2 and verse number 13. Now, the word glorious means magnificent, wonderful, splendid, celebrated, or superb. You might think of some more words that go along with it. We will mention and point out a few references to this word in this study. There will be more than one study on this word as the Lord directs our heart. You might want to look up the word gloriously also, which is mentioned 3 times in the Old Testament scriptures, and you might want to study it as well. Another study would be the word glory, from which this word glorious and gloriously comes from. That would be an interesting study too. The word glory is mentioned 371 times or so in the scriptures and found in the Old Testament and in the New Testament scriptures. In this study, we will use the New Testament references of the word glorious first, and then we will refer to the Old Testament references in our next study. A listing of the things that are glorious that we will look at in this lesson as far as we have time for are these: glorious things, glorious liberty, glorious gospel, glorious church, glorious body, glorious power, and glorious appearing. Now first, let's look at glorious things. In Luke chapter 13, in verse number 17, the Lord said, "And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." This verse is in reference to the healing of a woman who had an issue of blood for 18 years. This was a glorious work of the Lord. All of his miracles and works are glorious and worthy of our praise. These religious leaders had a problem of the Lord Jesus Christ healing this woman on the Sabbath day. They were concerned more about trapping the Lord in a sin than in the healing of the woman. They had no leg to stand on. The Lord handled this well. There was no sin in the healing of this woman on the Sabbath. Neither was there no sin in the Son of God at all. He is the perfect, spotless Lamb of God and our supreme sacrifice for our sin. What a Savior and what a God we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest miracle he's ever performed in my life and in your life if he's even performed one, is the miracle of the new birth. He gave life to us old hell-bound, hell-bent, and hell-deserving sinners. We were dead in trespasses and sins, and he raised us up from the dead. Amen. We've been resurrected, glory to God. Now, we are alive forevermore, as we see in Romans chapter 6 and verse 11. The Bible said, likewise reckon ye also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Remember, God in anything makes it glorious. He is glory, and outside of him there is no glory. And studying the four recorded accounts of the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see how the Lord touched the blind eyes and made them see. He touched the deaf ears and made them hear. He raised the dead and made them live. And he performed many other miracles as well. These are glorious things. Every single miracle he performed in the Word of God, he performed it pointing to the salvation of the soul and the new birth of the believer. The second glorious that I want to mention is glorious liberty found in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 21. The Bible said, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. It is a marvelous or glorious thing that God has given us liberty. Hallelujah. We were once lost in sin, hopeless, helpless, and bound for hell. The devil had us bound in the rags of sin, and we were in constant bondage. We had no liberty until Christ opened the prison doors of hell, reached down to the bottom of the pit, and picked us up out of the midst of it as a burning firebrand and set us free. He established our going. He anchored our soul. He wrote our name in glory and is now preparing us a home for all eternity. What glorious liberty we have as a child of God. We've been set free by the grace of God. Glory to God. As an unbeliever, we were under the leadership and bondage of Satan. We had no hope. We were hopeless and hell-bound. We could not purchase our redemption, nor could we pick ourselves up by our own bootstraps. This Jesus, amen, who is our Redeemer, stepped into and picked us up and paid our redemption price with his own perfect blood and set us free. Now we're free indeed. John chapter 8, verse number 36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Hallelujah and amen, with a few glories behind it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The third glorious word I want to mention is the glorious gospel in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. The Bible said, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The gospel is glorious in that it is the power of God to raise up lost souls and set them free. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead according to the Scriptures. Without the gospel, we would all still be in our sins and on our way to hell. The gospel is a substitution of Christ dying in our place and paying the sin debt that we could not pay. Thank God for the glorious gospel. And then the word glorious, the fourth mention, is the glorious church in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. The church of the living God will one day be presented as a glorious church, not having any spot, nor having any wrinkle whatsoever. The true church of the Lord God, amen, are the born again, blood washed believers who have been forgiven from their sin and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. The church is also called the bride of Christ. The physical church that we see has all kinds of sin and blemishes. There's coming a day when God Himself will purge and cleanse the church and take away every blemish and spot that is seen and will be cleansed by the Lord Jesus Christ. We can all point fingers to the faults and failures of the church in our modern day. But there's coming a day, hallelujah, when you will not be able to find any fault or find any blemish whatsoever to the bride of Christ or to the church of the living God. The true church is spotless and without blemish. The problems we have with the church today is with the members who do not have a glorified body yet and who bring reproach and blame upon the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, we can explain it another way. We who are saved are born again for all eternity. Although our sins are under the blood, we do not live a perfect life without sin. We have our faults and our failures. We will never be free from all sin until we have a new body, and that will not be until the resurrection morning. God saved our soul, and it is without sin, as is revealed in 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, God said, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. That seed is the Word, the perfect Word of God. However, our body has not been redeemed yet, and it is waiting to be redeemed, as we find in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 23. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. What a glorious day when we will have that new body. Now, fifth, we will talk about that glorious body in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 21. The Bible said, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The word vile means evil. It means despicable, depraved, abominable, or foul. In this scripture we have a promise that the Lord will change our vile or despicable or depraved or corrupt body into a glorious body. Hallelujah. Only the Lord can do that. Hallelujah. This will take place on the resurrection morning when the Lord comes in the clouds for His people. He will make the church glorious when He gives us, the saints of God, a glorious body. What a glorious time when this will take place. The sixth glorious I want to mention today is the glorious power in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 11. God said, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Nothing can surpass, be equal to, or even come up to the power of Almighty God. There are a lot of powerful things, but nothing is all powerful as God Almighty. Even the devil is powerful, but he's not all powerful. Everything on earth is limited to what can be done except the power of God. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now the seventh glorious is the glorious appearing in Titus chapter 2 and verse number 13. The Bible said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ will be the capstone of our Christian experience. This is what we as the saints of God have been looking for and waiting for and longing for. We'll now summarize just a minute this study by saying that the glorious things of our salvation have been performed in our hearts and lives that has given us His glorious liberty that we could not obtain but through and by the Lord Jesus Christ, through His glorious gospel that is preached to all men for the salvation of the soul. We've been placed in His glorious church by His glorious power, and we will be given a glorious body at His glorious appearing when He comes in the clouds to receive His redeemed of the Lord at the rapture of the church. What a glorious day that will be. We hope this study number 100 has helped you, has strengthened you, and has encouraged you. May God bless you. Amen and amen.